President Obama's trip to Moscow will probably find its way into the conversation at that G8 summit. The Wall's Jerry Haddon reports that the Europeans have more than a passing interest in what Mr. Obama said to whom.
Europeans have listened to Mr. Obama's words closely, eager for his pronouncements on the thorny issues that have weakened the continent's relationship with Russia. Among those issues is the possible expansion of NATO to include Ukraine and Georgia, where Russia intervened militarily last summer.
Just as all states should have the right to choose their leaders, states must have the right to borders that are secure and to their own foreign policies. That is true for Russia, just as it is true for the United States. Any system that cedes those rights will lead to anarchy. That's why we must apply this principle to all nations, and that includes nations like Georgia and Ukraine.
Oleg Rybachuk liked that part of Mr. Obama's speech. Rybachuk is a former advisor to Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko, a westward-leaning leader eager to join the Western military alliance.
Russia is very, very bullying, not only in relations with Georgia, but also in relations to the country where I came from.
Russia has warned against further NATO expansion, saying it would destabilize the region and relations with Europe, and some Europeans want to avoid that at all costs. Countries like Germany and France have tried to halt NATO growth, in part because they depend on Russia for much of their natural gas. Jonathan Steele is a columnist for the London-based newspaper The Guardian. He says NATO expansion eastward has been a bad idea that has backfired, undermining security.
Because it makes the Russians very suspicious. It encourages the more anti-Russian forces in these countries. I mean, take Ukraine, for example. I mean, public opinion polls show that the majority of Ukrainians do not want to enter NATO. And yet, continually, the government of Ukraine goes on about NATO. There are continual efforts by NATO. The NATO Secretary General visits Ukraine and so on. Why don't they say, look, let's wait until Ukrainian public opinion is in favor of NATO before we keep on raising this issue? So it looks anti-democratic.
Steele says the West should take seriously Russia's call for a brand new security structure, one that includes Russia, Europe, and the U.S. Alain Delatroux agrees. Delatroux is a Russia expert at the International Crisis Group, a think tank in Brussels.
That would be a show of mutual trust. But the question that I raise every time I can with our Russian counterparts is that they have to understand that if they keep saying that they don't trust the West, as they say, we have a problem of trust too.
In a speech to students at a Moscow business school today, President Obama emphasized another way to rebuild relations.
There is extraordinary potential for increased cooperation between Americans and Russians. We can pursue trade that is free and fair and integrated with the wider world. We can boost investment that creates jobs in both our countries.
Business as trust builder. Investor Bill Browder says that sounds good, but he suggests Mr. Obama think twice before announcing any new era of trade. He says endemic corruption in Russia will only erode East-West relations unless it's cleaned up and fast.
I think the system is just rotten down to the core. I think that it's corrupt at every different level. And even if you have a few patriots and a few honest people at the top, it's impossible to break the back on this corruption. Essentially, Russia needs some type of Elliot Ness type of character to go in and clean it all out.
Browder should know, just 4 years ago, his London-based investment house, Hermitage Capital, was the largest foreign investor in Russia, to the tune of about $4 billion. But Browder says that after he accused some major Russian firms of corrupt practices, he was barred from returning to the country. His offices were ransacked and some of his assets seized. President Obama has avoided this sort of direct criticism of Russia on his visit, but he did dedicate part of one of his speeches to lauding the U.S.'s freedoms of speech and assembly, freedoms, he said, that ensure justice and impede abuses of power. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.